Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 8th, 2019. 50 years ago today, photographer Ian McMillan took the iconic photo that became the cover image of the Beatles album Abbey Road at a zebra crossing in London. After the anti-Semitic attack on a rabbi, Federal Foreign Minister Heiko Maas of the SPD is expected in Berlin tomorrow for a solidarity prayer. The Jewish Education Center Chabad Lubavitch announced on Wednesday in Berlin that Maas will speak a greeting. Rabbi Yehuda Teichtal said that all people are invited, including representatives of other religions. As reported previously by Berlin Briefing, according to police, the rabbi and one of his children had been insulted and spat on in Arabic by two men on the evening of July 26th. Teichtal is the chairman of the Orthodox Jewish Education Center Chabad Lubavitch in Wilmersdorf. In the solidarity prayer, peace and tolerance will be read for all people of all religions in Hebrew and German. According to Teichtal, quote, "We will do everything in our power to stand up for each other with respect and to promote dialogue among ourselves. The majority of people in Germany are tolerant, and most people in Germany do not want to accept this aggression against Jews as a sad part of Jewish everyday life." On Sunday, Federal President Frank-Walter Steinmeier visited the Berlin rabbi and condemned the anti-Semitic attack, stating, quote, "Every form of extremism and anti-Semitism is poison for our free and open society. It's the supreme task of the state and an obligation for all of us to fight anti-Semitism in all its manifestations and to stand together against it." On Tuesday, it also became known in Munich that the family of a rabbi was insulted and spat on over the weekend. The Munich police are investigating two suspects, a man and a woman, for sedition and insult. According to Education Senator Sandra Schieris of the SPD, almost all primary schools in Berlin have been offering free lunch since the start of the new school year. A solution has been found at most schools, but in some cases for a transitional period, according to the SPD politician on Wednesday during a visit to a school in Hohenschönhausen. Only at three or four schools there are, quote, stronger problems with the implementation. Here, for example, major structural changes are necessary. Schieris stressed that the offer would be accepted. Shortly after the start of the new school year, it became clear that more children were eating lunch at school. Every day, new ones are added, and it's still too early for a final balance. During a visit to a primary school in Wohlheide, CDU state chairman Kai Wegner criticized that schools and districts can only implement free school meals with great effort, and that in some schools, tents had been set up to make room for lunch. According to Wegner, these measures should at most be temporary. Two areas will be restricted for electric pedal scooters with immediate effect. Around the Brandenburg Gate and the Holocaust Memorial in Mitte, it will no longer be possible to park the rental vehicles. This is the result of the crisis discussion to which Traffic Senator Regina Gunter invited the five representatives of the current providers, Bird, Cirque, Lime, Tier, and Voi, or Voix, as well as Police President Barbara Slovic, and the district mayors of Mitte, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Neukölln. The providers have obligated themselves to block the parking at these places. According to Senator Gunter, it was also discussed that the vehicles may no longer be parked on sidewalks in the future. The discussion with suppliers took place in a, quote, constructive atmosphere. The companies are very aware that recklessly parked e-scooters are detrimental to the acceptance of this means of transport. Nevertheless, the general ban on sidewalk parking could not be implemented immediately. The districts are now required to designate and identify parking spaces for vehicles, for example, by converting car parking spaces or other unused space. In some cases, this could mean additional parking fees. And the traffic senator announced that there will be more no parking zones. This is to be done in the coming weeks. And at the top of the wish list are green areas and parks where driving is prohibited anyway. Police Commissioner Slovic mentioned frightening accident figures for the electric pedal scooters that have only been registered in Germany since June, stating, quote, "In the first 7 weeks, we recorded 38 accidents, 34 of which were caused by scooters. 7 were seriously injured. Driving the e-scooters must be on cycle paths or on the road," and Slovic emphasized, quote, "And of course, without alcohol or with a mobile phone on your ear. The same penalties apply to electric pedal scooters as to all other road users. As a consequence of the numerous accidents and complaints about reckless driving, the rental company Lime is organizing a driving safety course in the capital on August 10th, as a Lime spokesman reported. The other providers had also promised to strengthen their safety measures, according to the traffic senator. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.